10 seasons have passed since that night of the harvest moon. Fate and fortune have allowed our abbey to prosper in peace. We had some visitors to Redwall the other day, a column of fighting hares from Salomon d'Astron, sent by Lord Lona Bowstripe. They were led by Captain Hortwill Longblade Braybuck, who was visiting his sister. What a change the Long Patrol has made to Horty. He went off all that time ago with Lona to enlist at Salomon d'Astron, carrying the scimitar that the badger had taken from Ragabol. Horty is now twice as big and twice as hungry as he once was, a fine figure of a Long Patrol captain with a bristling military moustache. The young hares under his command admire him greatly. Abbess Fenner was delighted to see him, and so was I. We sat up until late last night, chatting about the old days, with Carol our gatekeeper and Selamole Muggam. Yes, Abbot Carol became gatekeeper, by his own choosing, 4 seasons back. He shared the task with old Fred until the ancient hedgehog went to his long rest last winter. Ah, well, such is life, and such is its passing. Not even Fred could live forever. Horty and his hares are staying until after the harvest feast. Trust hares never to miss a chance of several days' good feeding. Those are Otacut Toran's words, not mine, though I share his sentiments. On the night of the harvest moon, all our abbey beasts will gather on the lawn near the front wall gates. We will watch Martha climb the steps to the threshold. First she will sing the beautiful ballad, The Rose of Redwall. Then she will carry out the promise she made to Bragoon and Sarabando. They say that on the day they left to search for Loamhedge, she vowed that when they returned, she would dance for both of them on the wall top, right over the threshold of our abbey. Martha has kept her promise every season since then. After singing her song, she dances, swaying, bending, curtsying and leaping, graceful as a breeze-blown flower in the golden moonlight, for the memory of her 2 friends. I remember then that long ago summer when we stole out of the abbey, rebellious young creatures embarking on a great adventure. We returned at the end of that season, wiser, more obedient and more reasonable. It was the summer of growing up. If you too are travelling, questing or journeying anywhere, remember this. You will always find a welcome here at Redwall Abbey, young or old. As friends come by, they often call in to enjoy Redwall hospitality. Who knows? Maybe we will see you here some day. You can sit with us, rest and be refreshed and learn. Young ones have much to learn, and old ones too. Carol said to me only the other day, we are never too old to learn. He was a wise abbot. He is an even wiser old gatekeeper. I hope someday I may grow as wise as him.
Springald, recorder of Redwall Abbey in Mossflower Country.